Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. You are in tune, of course, to the official broadcast for the Million Woman March and now Universal Movement. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, it's always wonderful to be here with you. This is, of course, a special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation, because as you probably are aware, on October the 25th of this year, we officially announced that the Million Woman March reunion will, in fact, take place next year, October of 2013. And so this year, for our 15th year anniversary, I had the opportunity to meet and greet several brothers and sisters, some who attended the Million Woman March in 1997 and some who did not, but were certainly in supportive of our upcoming reunion. Again, that will take place next year. So we're going to be doing special editions of our radio program from now up until next year, because we have to make certain that we keep you in tune and in touch. And we also want to be able to give you ongoing updates and reports on the various things that are developing daily, as it turns out. Before we begin tonight's program, we always like to give thanks and praises to our Creator. And, of course, we are always appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. I'm going to give you some updates on what we've covered the past couple of days in this next phase of coordinating the Million Woman March's universal movement and our reunion. We've had a couple of sessions since, of course, October 25th, and I want to just give you some updates on that. And also, we're going to start working directly on some of the various types of topics that we have been talking about here in New Day, and certainly you have been talking about in our communities and other forums. Well, it is more than time, more than ready for us to begin to really address some of these issues and topics a little more realistically. So tonight we're going to talk about one of the very important issues and concerns in our community, and that is, of course, in reference to relationships. Relationships as it pertains to man and woman, black man and woman. We're going to have those types of topics a little more now, because we realize that it is our family that we have to begin to bring closer together, both our immediate family as well as our extended family. And so we're going to, again, begin to hold more conversations, more dialogue about that. So in a few, maybe in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk with a sister who has put out a publication, and it's called Free My Hands. And it's titled that with also a subtitle of a nurturing session, sister to brother, upliftment and disintegration. So we're going to be talking very shortly with Sister Yoki and Zinga, who along with her mate has put this publication together, and it's from the Umoja International, also the Promoja Ministry. So we're going to be talking with her very shortly. In the meantime, we just want to remind you again that you are in tune to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. And we want to also let you know that now is the time to really get on board in joining us as we now prepare for this phase of the organizing, the coordination for the Million Woman March reunion that, of course, will again take place next year. Now, tomorrow, there will be a conference, teleconference call that you can plug into, and that's going to start at 9 o'clock. Now, for those who are interested, all you need to do is call 267-636-3802, or you can email us at nationalmwm@aol.com, and we will provide you with the call-in information. Again, if you're interested in getting additional information about how you can get involved with either a volunteer, a business partnership, or something else that you may be interested in, or if you're seriously about getting information about, you know, the various things that we're going to be doing, but again, because you want to get involved, then you want to be on the conference call, teleconference call, either tomorrow night, and then there'll be another one on Wednesday night. So again, if you want more information about either conference call, you again can email nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can also email officialmwm@yahoo.com, or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to give you some additional updates, and then we're going to go to our live line, and joining us should be Sister Yoki Nzinga, and we're going to talk about the situation with relationships. We'll be right back. You are in tune to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. Again, you are in tune to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we thank you for taking this opportunity to share this time with us. For those of you who are on the East Coast side, then, of course, you are probably experiencing some weather going on, and, of course, that also seems like spreading out into the southern region as well a bit. But at any rate, it didn't turn out to be quite as bad as they had indicated here in the tri-state area, but, you know, nevertheless, whatever Mother Nature decides to do is always good with us. What we want to do is, again, give you some updates on some of what has happened thus far this year, that's going to be happening this year, and certainly some of the things that have already happened in the past couple of days after we made the official announcement for the reunion. Now, before we go to our live line, again, we just want to give you some of the updates. And let's see, of course, on, I believe, Thursday, which was October the 25th, we did, in fact, announce that we are in the process of now planning this phase for the Million Woman March reunion. And we're going to do that, obviously, for our 16th year. That will be our Sweet 16 reunion, and it'll be celebrating and, of course, observing the largest gathering in the world of women anywhere ever. Well, we also are now bringing forward the first global movement for all women and girls of African descent. Now, with that said, we have a few announcements for you tonight because it just so happened earlier today I received a call from Benin, West Africa. And for those of you who have, in fact, been following our show for a while, then you know that we have been working with the government of Benin to prepare for our first international, what we call the African Diasporic Human Rights Convention, that will now take place December of 2013. So 2013 is going to be a very powerful year for us because from October we'll be, of course, again coming together for the reunion for the Million Women March. Then in November, it appears that we will be heading to Trinidad for a very special summit in Trinidad. And then in December, we'll be off to Benin, West Africa, to begin focusing on not only the human rights of Africans here in North America, but of course the human rights of our brothers and sisters all over the continent, all over the globe, all over the world, shall we say. And this time we'll be able to really begin to document these types of information, and not only document the information, but come together to be able to focus on the types of solutions that we now need to take into the international world. That means the issue of reparations, the issue of our political prisoners, the issue of the prison industrialized complex. We talk about these many things, but unfortunately, when you are here in the States fighting it, it is more difficult than it needs to be, and primarily that is because we are up against the machine itself. And so to fight a war within a war, because you know, brothers and sisters, we are definitely in a war. Well, to do that simultaneously while trying to survive on a day-to-day basis, that tends to be a bit more complicated than necessary. So we realize now that we have to create allies. Now, with that said, earlier today, we were also speaking with some of our brothers and sisters, and with that, we will be participating in something else that will be coming here in Philadelphia. It's also going to be going on in a few other cities as well, because we recently learned that there is a delegation that has arrived in the United States from Cuba, and they will be coming to Philadelphia to do a panel discussion and also to show a film that is not really completed yet. However, there's enough of it that they want to begin to share, and in that begin to raise some issues and dialogue about the concerns of Cuba, what's going on there, of course, the relationship with the United States, but also, of course, what brothers and sisters can now do to help bridge some of that and make it even more productive. So on, let's see, it seems like on November the 18th, that will be happening here in Philadelphia. And we're going to keep you abreast of that as it's developing, because there's quite a few things going on in October that we are going to be dealing with, addressing, and being a part of. Okay, so that's a few of the updates that we wanted to provide to you for tonight. And again, our topic for tonight is, along with, of course, you know, talking about the Million Women March and this movement, we're going to talk a little bit about relationships. We're going to talk about how we have to begin to focus more on the development of our direct family, as we say, which could be, you know, your brother, sister, husband, wife, mother, father, daughter, son, but also what we call our extended family. Because in African culture and tradition, for real, it's all one. It's all one. And we've got to get back to that concept again. Because some of us don't have so-called biological family, especially when it comes to being able to really depend on them, or if not so much depend, but really engage and interact in a very productive way, especially if you're conscious, or we call conscious, or especially if you're striving for the upliftment of our people. Oftentimes that clashes with the general day-to-day concept of family. So this is why we're now developing something called the AFCOM Village. The AFCOM Village is geared and designed to be like an extended family, like a real family, but some might call an extended family, because we know and realize these are the things that we have to now bring together in order to meet the demands, in order to meet the challenges that are certainly confronting us and will be confronting us in the very near future. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break again. And when we come back, we're going to be ready to go to our live line. And want you to be ready, because we want your input about what you feel we need to do or can do to improve our relationships, again, with one another as brother, sister, as comrades, as freedom fighters. We have to make certain that we connect the dots. We'll be right back. All right. Now, if you have a idea or suggestion as to what you feel will help us as a people to become more informed, and when I say more informed, I'm talking about realistically how we can better help one another, how we can better support one another as a family. What are some of the things that we can begin to do to make that happen? If you have a suggestion or an idea about that, and I'm sure that you do, then I'd like for you to push one now so that I can hear your comments or hear what it is that you feel we can now begin to do. Again, we want to talk more about building our family relationships, because remember, in building our family relationships, we are able to build now our communities. If we build better communities, we can then build better societies. If we build better societies, we certainly can build better nations. And that's exactly what we're now focused on and talking about doing. So, again, if you have a question, not a question, but a comment or a suggestion as to how we can begin to develop better relationships, again, you can push one now as we are waiting for Sister Yoki Nzinga to call in. Hopefully she will be doing so shortly. And in the meantime, while we're hoping that someone will want to comment on the question for tonight, what I want to remind you is that we're going to talk about relationships. We're going to shortly talk about a publication that has come out and is available called Free My Hands. And this is a dialogue. This is a dialogue for brothers and sisters. This is a dialogue for husband and wives. This is a dialogue for us to really begin to look closer at how we can rid ourselves of some of the oppression, of some of the depression, and certainly some of the conflict that the system is placing upon us as a people, has placed upon us, and most definitely will continue to place upon us. But we are, of course, the mother and father of civilization. And therefore, whatever they throw at us, we definitely will know how to deal with it. And so this dialogue tonight is to make certain that we are able to share information, that we are able to share the suggestions, that we're able to, of course, let others know that we are here to support and help one another. So, again, if you have a comment or a question, or if you want to share some information about how we can better build relationships, you can please push 1 now, and then I will know that you want to get on the live line. Okay. We have a few people, but I think we now have Sister Yoki available, and we're going to hold off and bring our comments in a little later on. And so what we're going to do now is, again, we're going to talk about the new publication that is available. We're going to tell you how you will be able to get it. But for now, we want to talk very candidly about relationships. Our relationships with one another, especially as man and woman, especially as it pertains to the development of our family, how we can move forward to make certain that the enemy is not so able to separate us, to create conflict and confusion amongst us, and how we become stronger so that we know how to avert, avoid, and rid of these types of situations. So we're going to go to our live line right about now, and joining us again is going to be Sister Yoki Nzinga. We're going to talk about the publication that she and her mate, Brother Kokai, has put together, and hopefully this will inspire others to, you know, we are such a creative and such a profound people. Well, there's nothing that we can't do, especially if other folks are doing certain things. You know, we can certainly do much more. So without further ado, we're going to go to our live line. And joining us now, I'd like for you to meet Sister Yoki Nzinga. She is one of the authors of the publication, Free My Hands, A Nurturing Session. And we're going to talk about what inspired her to put this publication together. And we're going to talk about how this publication can be utilized to help many of us. Exactly. All right, Sister Yoki, are you on this line?
Peace, Empress Soleil.
All right, we got you. Greetings to you.
Greetings, and greetings, brothers and sisters, kings and queens.
All right. So now I'm sitting here with this publication that I recently obtained called Free My Hands.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, basically, Free My Hands, I'm going to just read to you the full title. It's called The Text, A Nurturing Session, Sister to Brother, A Manual on Upliftment or Disintegration. And it's by Ciartis and K-Bay with Invisible Force, Promotion Missionaries. And it's basically based a lot on our personal experiences between me and my spouse, Brother K-Bay. And I wanted to actually share a couple of excerpts from it because it was based on the fact that we were separated for 9 years. He was incarcerated. And just coming back together as a family was a struggle. And I was in a break of almost losing him. So basically that's where this manual was inspired from.
Wow. And you know, sisters, that is something that a lot of our brothers and sisters are experiencing. You know, because when our men, unfortunately, are placed in these dungeons and then have to return back into society, as they call it, there's such an adjustment. So share a little bit with us about some of the experiences.
Okay. So the first one I want to read is a text from the sister. I also learned what it felt like to be respected as a woman. Sadly, that lesson did not come from you. And then the brother's response. It was not supposed to be my role as a boy, man, husband, child of God. My lesson is to align this with the Creator. It is never about me in this physical form. And then the brother again, he said, paint a picture of how you view life. Put it in words so I can see what is inside of you. My sister, my spouse, my family. We have a beautiful connection. We are really blessed.
Wow. Okay. So what you've done is pretty much based on the interactions that you and your mate have had thus far. You have begun to kind of write it down, document it in a way, and that way it can be shared with others because we need to encourage, you know, there's a word, I'm trying to remember what it is, catharsis. Catharsis is a way of, you know, saying certain things and from it healing. So it sounds like what you've done is by the interaction that you and your mate have had or is having, by being able to write it down, it's creating a healing effect. Would that
exactly.
be correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a spiritual therapy going through within our relationship, especially after being separated for so long and then having to come back together as a family, uniting us. And also the struggle that our child had to experience, him being away from his father and feeling fatherless during that period of time. And as I was actually speaking with you earlier, and I was just telling you about how all these years, he basically felt as though he did not have a father because he was young when he was taken away from his dad. He was only 2 years old. So he felt as though he didn't know what it felt like to have a father. So we had to all come together, sit at the table, and have that conversation. So that he can begin to have that healing process. And my son, he basically, he broke down. He broke down crying after 9 years. He released everything, and I've never seen him cry so hard before in my life.
So this, again, I think is a very interesting way to approach this situation. And see, and that's what we're talking about, family. We're talking about how do we, What do we do? How are we going to come up with our own way of addressing some of our issues and addressing some of our situations? And this is what we're talking about tonight. And this is why we want to hear from all of you in the near future as well as we bring up other topics, because we have to be the one to outline and define how we want to go about in finding solutions. How do we want to go about in healing now? So I think this is an excellent way to create a dialogue and then to put some of it down on paper and allow that process to take place. Because, you know, everyone has probably heard in some way or form that the power of the pen or the power of the words is, you know, something in itself that can be a weapon. It also can be a tool. So I think what you've done is really, you know, a first step on this journey, you know, to bring your family together again in the way that you want to. Give us a little bit more from the publication.
Well, actually, part of Free My Hands is actually a duet manual. Another manual that goes with it is called Got a Story to Tell. And actually, I wanted to have you hear another excerpt from that particular manual. I'm going to have my spouse, Brother Kebe, actually read chapter one. It's a book on poetry. And again, it's called Got a Story to Tell.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, queens and queens.
Greetings,
Sister Filet. How are you?
All right.
Explain. We get ready to indulge in some type of spiritual vibration right now when we're going into, because it's a heavy meditation when you go and you're inside of them cages and you're away from your family. It's like the first thing that you understand is that their whole game is to emasculate your whole humanity. So all you have to hold on to is your spirituality. And when you're in those cages, you recognize that that deepest connection of your spirituality, before it gets to God, it has to come through your family. It has to come through your family. So this is how, this is when the Philadelphia police at beat me on 48th and Osage Avenue at 7:02 p.m. on March 28, 2002. This is before they subsequently, the feds subsequently end up charging me with 47 charges. I beat them all except for one. They tried to give me 9 years because they said I touched somebody. 9 years for touching somebody. So in that cage, in 8 days, I came up and I had to open up and reveal my inner soul. And this is the first program that came out. It's called Family Love. We scream hate in between the happiness. Couldn't quite understand the beauty in the smell of your food. The soft way you spoke in between the confusion. Laughed about how little moments should always be there. Even in times we said we didn't care. No time, no space, no memory can erase the memory of your face. One union, only as one union we can do it. Saying we miss each other is not enough. Must help each other get through it. Sometimes carelessly we hesitate, but each other loving one another, new, now, always, and forever, family love.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's really, really nice. Really nice. So when did you write that one?
I wrote that when I was a CFCS 2002 in the hole. I was in the hole. They put me in the hole because I refused to answer to, I changed my name about 20 years ago and they tried to incarcerate me underneath of the government name. And I refused for 9 years. I refused to respond to anything but the name that I felt as though the creator had bestowed upon me. And that was my actual universal birthright name. And I was not forfeiting that for any realm in the universe. And it took me 9 years, but I came out with my name, Kokaido Ruby Ali Bay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, again, you know, we see and hear some of how these people attempt to strip us, how they attempt to diminish our existence, you know. And this is why it's so important that as we proceed, we assert this position of human rights, because that has to be the call of the day. Human rights. This is an area that as African people in this country, as black folks, we have not really highlighted that. We have not really pursued that to any degree of reality, and this is why we now must do that. And so they, again, violated your human rights, as they do with us every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, share another one. Share another one with us.
Okay. One second.
Mm-hmm. And, again, we want to remind everyone that you are in tune to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. And we are talking about relationships tonight. We're talking about how we have got to be a little more steadfast in working on not only building our relationships, but sustaining our relationships.
Mm-hmm. You ready, Sister Select?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, sister. This one, I was still in the hole. This was April 3rd, 2003. This is called Caution. Got me on lockdown because of medical emergency. See me as inferior in this society. Won't let them make me a subordinate slave, an incarcerated slave. Shut up, beat down, because they couldn't behave. Judge said, you only have to pay us a little restitution for a compromise. You only have to give us just a little of your time. My injury's going to heal, got to reduce their deal. One up all down in the land of the so-called former slaves. Caution, mother, father, daughter, son. If you're not going to save each other, you surely better run, because America done put another 10,000 on the street with a badge and a gun. Caution.
Wow, that is powerful. So I know that you're going to be doing, hopefully you'll be doing some reading soon. Is that,
yes,
is that going to be,
yes,
coming,
sister,
up?
Yes, sister. Yes,
wonderful,
sister.
Now, also, when we talked a few days back, we talked about wanting to do some sessions in the community to help brothers who also are formerly incarcerated and really need, you know, some support and the ability to help make it through this transition. You know, tell us a little bit about your plans in doing that.
Well, basically, let me go back and give you like how the foundation started. For the 9 years that I was incarcerated, eight of them I spent in solitary confinement or on some type of psychiatric mental health unit. So I had to create a network. Well, I should say we had to create a network that allowed me to get information in and out. In the beginning, you know, where they had me at, sometimes they had me locked so deep that we had to pay $200 for a sheet of paper and a pencil. That's how deep they had me away from any type of social connection. See, there's layers inside of that industrialized prison complex that people can never even imagine. So it's like when they know that you have a chance of defeating them in the public eye, in their arena called that United States court system, they have another dimension that they send you to through the mental health agents, and the mental health agents have the power to say whether you can get back in court or not. So we had to design a mechanism in prison that gave us a network of communication to be able to get information out constantly, because it's important when they have you incarcerated to do what they do. They keep a record. So they try to stop you from keeping a record of times and dates and events. So that's what they try to separate you from, you creating a record. Keeping an oral or verbal record is not good enough. You have to have something that can be passed on and passed around, duplicated in its purest form. Now, Sister Yoki Nzinga had created a magazine, this magazine called Young Citizens for Social Justice, and she was our main outside connection for formulating the pamphlets. The first one was called Philly of the Seas. The second one was called Voices of B23, which is a bunch of brothers that came together, young brothers in particular, that some was child molesters, some was murderers, some was thieves. They all came from all different paradigms and contributed their insight into this pamphlet called Voices of B23. And what B23 was a cell that they kept me locked in for 24 hours a day. The only thing I can do is talk to the brothers on the outside and the inside, and they was able to slide things under the deep, the door, like paper and pencils and different things of that nature. So in that inner reaction, that's how B23 came about. The next manual was called Voices of Incarcerated Brothers, and that was like a combination of legal work, poetry, proses, and different things of that nature. And then the fourth magazine, the fourth of the collection was Not Guilty and Cannot Be Proven Innocent. That was a series of the legal work that I have put into the system to help me defeat those 47 charges. And then the final pamphlet was about the sister Serena Williams, that initially I was with the jail accused of rape, and it ended up that she denied everything on stand and changed the story on stand, and I ended up being convicted. The judge, or the DA, had offered me a 1-3 if I accepted unlawful restraint. I told him I don't take no deals. I will never take a deal for something I didn't do. So they turned around and convicted me, changed the charge to sexual assault, and convicted me in 9 years for touching. So a sexual assault is considered when you touch somebody. An indecent assault is when you touch somebody in an appropriate way. And rape is when you forcibly penetrate or attempt to penetrate somebody. They gave me 9 years for touching somebody, and I knew people that was in jail for rape, actually raping somebody that was on 7 to 8. And most of them was Caucasians.
Wow. So they made sure that they were to not only put a stain on you, but to, you know, make certain that that was to carry through, you know, the duration of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we need to be, we need to educate our people and make sure, and this is why, again, I make certain that people understand that while the Million Women Marching is movement has a responsibility and a commitment in uplifting our women and girls, and that is our primary focal point, you know, we always have to let our people know that there is also an important part of our work to assure that our community, our family, our men are also able to benefit from what we are bringing forward. And so, you know, we have to let people know we don't separate that. So MWM is about educating, uplifting our women and girls, because some of these things that are happening can be avoided, and some of it is about education. Recently, there was a situation here in Philadelphia where a 12-year-old girl was said to be raped. And she was said to be raped by, I believe they were 14, 15, 16-year-olds. Well, when this young sister initially said that this happened, people were up in uproar. And, of course, you know, it was very tense for a while. But then after a few days had passed, it was realized that this young sister was, in fact, somewhat promiscuous. And this was not, you know, as it had been initially reported. And I have read and have seen, you know, where certain things happen and, you know, the young sister is, you know, afraid, you know, she don't want her parents to find out that she's sexually active, and once it's kind of discovered, rather than to say that, you know, I'm sexually active, you know, she might say that she was forced. So it's important that we have these dialogues, because we've got to now make certain that we don't put ourselves in situations that can, you know, lead to that, but we've also got to help our own, our sisters, both young and older, to, you know, make sure that we are more responsible as well. So the brothers have to work with the brothers to just become more alert, more aware, more proactive, and more responsible. And sisters have to now, you know, work with sisters to also help that happen, because these things are happening too much now. And it's one thing when it is, in fact, the case. It's another thing when it's a false accusation. A false accusation is a lie.
Just a minute, can I interject for 1 second? Let me clear the vibe so we can have the right energy, because I'm still fighting this case and I want to fight it with truth. Basically, the feds was kicking in a lot of people's doors looking for me. They went and kicked in the sister's door and they found crack on her brother. So the whole option was, she considered that I brought the feds to her crib anyway. So in order to save her brother, she had to make an accusation against me. She did try to let me know what was going on. She did try to let me know that things was going down. But the feds was powerful. They had too much pressure on her family, so she had to follow the direction. I was the sacrifice. And I'm like, I understand. I forgive the sister. I forgive her. I don't want no vibes going out, because I understand, like, the pressure, because they took me and Yoki Zinga's son, Yahembe, away from her for a year when I was locked up. They put her in a drug program trying to break her and separate her from me. I never heard this sister say a curse word in 14 years. I never seen her do a drug in 14 years. I just recently seen her take her first drink in 14 years, okay? So I understood the dynamics of the pressure that they put on my family, so I could imagine the pressure that they was putting even deeper on Serena Williams' family, because they caught them dirty in the actuality. So it's like Yoki and Zynga and our objective is to heal our community Okay, I would rather come with a healing situation, forgiving, bringing all of us together so we can have a commonality and direction of how we are going to fight, not our enemy. Because the Bible says love thy enemy. We have to fight our target, and that's our problem. We do not know how to identify our targets. So we are aiming our guns, our mind, our spiritual unnecessary energy in every direction, and every direction is a reflection of ourselves.
And brother, I definitely do most certainly agree. But I think as a people, we are very diverse, and in that there's no one way to do anything for the most part. So, you know, what I oftentimes tell people is that whatever works for a person, a group, a society, a nation, that's what they should do. But I know for me, for example, I have to focus and live based on the energy of the universe. That's not a book. And I have to address situations based on that. Each individual thing, each individual situation, I have to assess it as such. We were at a session the other night, and, the sister was saying, well, we can't be angry. We have to use love and so on. I agree. I understand. I applaud it, and I support it. But at the same time, I also know that everything can be like that. So where in some cases that will be the situation, I'm not going to dream of trying to do that in every situation. That would not be intelligent to me. So, again, I agree that, you know, we have to deal with certain things in certain ways, but at the same time, some of our ancestors gave us some very good directions on how to accomplish things. Mother Harriet Tubman, for example, had obtained her freedom, at least to the degree that she was able to move about, in the way that she wanted to move about. She sacrificed that freedom by going back into territory that did not acknowledge any type of rights, any type of documents or nothing. She risked her life on many occasions to go get others so that they can be free. So again, we have perfect examples of different types of, philosophies, thought processes, and so forth. And sometimes the sacrifices have to be made that can be, very, very just tumultuous, However, we have to look at almost each situation in this day and age. So I applaud both of you for, the position that you've taken, for coming through a very tragic situation and now reuniting. And to me, it demonstrates that truth and love will, in fact, conquer the situation. I mean, you all are demonstrating that. And I think it's important that we share, this type of thing with our brothers and sisters, with our extended families, because many of them are also going through, some very traumatic kinds of situations. And you all help to provide hope.
So I
applaud you for that.
Thank you.
We close out, we got maybe about 10 more minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Anything? Let's talk a little bit more about the publication. How can someone obtain the publications?
Right now, if anybody wants a copy, they can actually email us. I'm going to give you the email for Free My Hands. It's true_daughters@yahoo.com. I want to spell it out. It's TRU_daughters@yahoo.com. Right now, that's our main way for communicating for the Free My Hands manual. before Got a Story to Tell, which is through the Young Citizens for Social Justice. I want to also give you that email address. That's pomoja_ycsj@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. Pomoja, pomoja_ycsj@yahoo.com.
Okay. And so also, if someone might be interested in having you to, be a part of their spoken word event or something like that, are you ready or available
That's right. If anybody, we welcome any type of creativity, anybody who does poetry, we would definitely love to feature them in one of the magazines as well.
So great.
An email, either the Pomoja email address or True Daughters.
Okay, wonderful. Give those email addresses out one more time.
Okay, so the first one for Free My Hands. It's true_daughters@yahoo.com. True is TRU_daughters, DAUGHTERS@yahoo.com. And then the email for Young Citizens for Social Justice. Again, if you would like a copy for the Got a Story to Tell, that's pomoja_ycsj@yahoo.com. Pomoja is pomoja_ycsj@yahoo.com. And again, we welcome any positive feedback. Just a few other things to mention. We do have a clothing line as well called Tribunal. We are also, we do have a poetry album as well called Struggle in My Faith that has to do with a lot of, that has to do with the industrialized prison complex as well as spreading HIV awareness as well. There's also another CD that we're promoting that Brother K-Bay is on through WURD. We're promoting the talk show review that he did as well. So if anybody who's interested in getting that information, please feel free to email either email addresses. Another manual that I want to mention is called Lock, Cuffs, and Creep. That has to do with an album as well as a manual as well that we're promoting, and they can, again, get information through any of the email addresses.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So maybe at one of our upcoming segments, we can hear some excerpts from the album, the CD.
That would be great.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to get that ready for the near future as well. All right, family, we are going to close this segment out. We want to thank our sister and brother for sharing this information with us tonight. And, again, we invite all of you. You can send your comments or responses to us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@yahoo.com. Again, officialmwm@yahoo.com. Again, we've been talking with Sister Yoki and Zinga and Brother Kukai Barudi Ali Bey. And we've been talking about a couple of areas that we will continue to look closer into. And, you know, the whole objective, again, is solutions. How are we going to really address some of these, not just concerns and issues that we have, but some of the plights and maladies that has been forced upon our people here in North America? It's time that we rise up, stand up, and really not only take our rightful places, but also, and for some, I know this may be a little touchy, but I'm going to say it anyway, we must avenge our ancestors.
Yes,
for a people who do not avenge their ancestors, and I know some people say these things, but again, no people will ever be respected if you will not look at your history and know that these atrocities have occurred intentionally, and you sit back and say nothing, do nothing. You think that's honorable? Absolutely not. And so here at New Day Resurrection and Liberation, we are committed totally to making certain that the many lives that have been taken, that the many hearts that have been broken will not be in vain. My brother and my sister, I thank you again. Give us a minute for your closing comments.
It's just the one thing, right? I want to say that you are absolutely 1,000 infinite correct when you say we cannot all save each other. That's why we deal with healing, because we have realized that everybody don't want to be healed. Everybody don't want to be healed.
That's
so
right.
Understanding that, we understand if we give healing energy out, then those who choose to be healed, which is only going to be a selective few, we know that. But we will rise mighty to the top of the apex with just that few, because we shall not be defeated on this land, on this earth, in the universe, or any paradigm, as long as we align ourselves accordingly in a harmonious fashion.
And with that saying, I wanted to say for my closing statement, harmony is the solution. We have to find harmony within ourselves as well as with each other.
Absolutely. Well, that's why, you know, as we tend to close out our shows every week, we always say, remember, we focus on HOTEP, which is peace. This is part of our mission, and we strive for it. But remember, there can be no real HOTEP, no real peace, unless there is Ma'at, justice.
Right.
God is both justice, harmony, balance, and order. And so we know our mission is to really strive and obtain peace, but that cannot happen until there is justice. So we always advocate that every week. So you both are right on point. And certainly, lastly, this is what we now know. You know, many from the old Christian doctrine, we used to grow up and hear a lot of our elders say, not everybody's going to be saved. Not everybody's going to be saved. Well, we know it for sure. Not everybody's going to be saved. So what Brother Kokai just said, he's right on point, meaning, you know, in this day and age, we now have to call a spade, for lack of better terminology. We know that not everybody's going to be saved, whether they want to or not. It's just the way it is. And unfortunately, when the stuff hits the fan, as you know with nature, nature does not discriminate. If you're in the way, you're in the way.
And
it will not take no time to get you out of it. I mean, it will just do what it's going to do. Okay?
That's
so
right.
People, we have been given the call. We've been told certain things over the years. Many have not heeded to it. All I can say is lines are being drawn in the sand. Simple as that. Lines are drawn in the sand. People either are or they are not. And if they're not, all I can say is see ya and don't want to be ya.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
All right, family, we are down to our last minute. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this special edition of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And you all can kind of listen out soon, because we are focusing on having our brother and sister obtain their own blog radio so that we can connect and build a real network on this internet of positive information that's going to be productive. So, until next time, which our regular show, of course, is always Saturday, 10:30, we will be black once again. Remind you last, we will have two telephone conference calls this week to bring people up to date with what's going on with the Million Woman Movement and those who want to get involved. That's tomorrow and Wednesday. If you want the call-in line, you have to contact us directly. You can do so by emailing us at nationalmwm@aol.com. All right, family, we've come down to our last minute. Again, we want to say Asante Sana to you all. And remember, Pomoja to the Shinda, together we shall win. All right, Sister Yoki, Brother Kokai, talk to you.
Peace, love, truth, freedom, and justice.
Absolutely. All right. Tutanana.
Peace, one love.
One love. I wish you were.